Protecting Our Children in the Digital Age, the Need for the Kids Online Safety Act. Commentary. When I grew up, my world fit into a square neighborhood block, or about as far as I could travel on my pink banana seat bicycle. This was typically about 3 blocks to my best friend's house and, though occasionally farther as we got older, it was never the other side of the globe. For kids today, the world is literally at their fingertips. Children and teens today can and are communicating with others around the world in an instant. They have access to vast amounts of information in the palm of their hand. When I speak to groups of teens, I usually remind them that they have a distinct benefit that generations before them missed out on the internet. We had encyclopedias and brick-and-mortar libraries to make the world feel a little closer. But we were mostly safe in our homes from the outsized influence of other people, save for our friends at school. However, I also caution them that this benefit carries its own risks. As parents of three, my husband and I have experienced the challenge of raising children in a digital world firsthand. Learning to monitor and manage my own kids' use of technology has been a journey of near-constant vigilance, worry, and adaptation. Despite our best efforts, the challenge proved far greater than we alone could manage. The vast and ever-changing digital world made it difficult to shield our children from danger. Concern for the safety of our children has always been paramount across generations, but there is a significant difference today. In the past, parents worked diligently to protect their children from the physical world. Today, parents also have to work to protect their children from the digital world. And they often find themselves up against big tech. Meanwhile, big tech continues to profit. Today, with a simple click, children are exposed to substance use, suicidal ideation, sexual exploitation, eating disorders, cult-like phenomena, and dangerous pranks. Instead of promoting positive connections and caring for the mental and physical health of children and teens online, the digital experience often leads to increased isolation, depression, and anxiety. While serving in Congress, I have met with parents who have faced the unimaginable heartbreak of losing a child to harmful digital content. These families' lives have been forever changed by their kids' interactions online. It has led to lives being tragically cut short. Their stories are a stark reminder of the moral imperative we all have to protect children from these dangers. I authored the Kids Online Safety Act in the House of Representatives to tackle this challenge head-on. If it accomplishes nothing else other than to raise awareness for parents across the country, then it will have served a purpose. However, it is one of the most important bills we could pass this Congress to safeguard our future. Similar legislation passed the Senate with an overwhelming 91-3 vote. Under COSA, big tech must take steps to prevent harm and protect children from stalking and exploitation on their platforms. Parents will also get more tools to manage and monitor their child's internet use and online safety. The Act will hold big tech accountable and improve transparency by requiring an annual public report identifying the risks of harm to minors. The Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Education will also be tasked with offering compliance guidance and addressing new and emerging risks to minors. I encourage the House to bring this bill to the floor. The time for action is now. Though our world is dominated by screens, the children of today deserve as much protection as every generation before them. In fact, the children of the 21st century need our protection at a higher level and in a quicker manner than ever before.